Canadian Shell powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Let's jump to it. Welcome back, Drew Maddux. Drew, great to have you back to talk some hoops, brother.
Man, it is good to be home. How are you guys?
We're good. I mean, we've turned our full attention to college basketball. I know you you turned your full attention to high school basketball a long time ago, like every day.
Yeah.
But the college basketball landscape this year, Drew, is exactly what I always want. It is wide open.
Yes, I can guarantee one thing, B, and that's this. This is going to be the year that when you fill out your March Madness brackets, when we get to that in a couple of weeks, this is going to be the year that I promise you it's not going to be a blue chip team that's going to win this thing.
Wow.
This is going to,
okay.
This is going to, you mark it down now. That's
record
my first
it, JT.
Declaration right off the tip that this is the year that we're going to see somebody non-traditional that is going to jump up. It's going to be a Baylor, a Gonzaga, a San Diego State, even like a Seton Hall, a Dayton. This is going to be the year that you see one of the non-traditional powers jump up and truly bust everybody's brackets.
Ooh, I'm going to write this down. Yeah, that I'm going to go ahead and put an X next to that question on my list
go ahead,
of questions.
February 13th, Mickey, just mark it down right now.
All right, as we sit here on Valentine's Day Eve, who is the best team in the SEC?
The best team in the SEC to me is Kentucky Wildcats. And I know Auburn and LSU, would, you know, those fan bases would make a great argument against that. But if you're looking at where they are currently and then the upside trajectory of the team, especially when I watched them closely and analyzed their play against Vanderbilt this last weekend here, I just think the Kentucky Wildcats have all the pieces. They're playing much better the last 2 to 3 weeks, especially after that Auburn loss. I think it really got their attention. I think the Kentucky Wildcats are the best team in the SEC right now, and I do believe they have the most upside.
Drew Maddux, our guest, courtesy of Lance Drury Law. That's who's making it possible for him to be here. You are a Vandy guy, and one of the greats that we've seen play at Vandy. Got to ask you, let's start with a basketball question. How excited were you to see them in their SEC losing streak?
Ecstatic. Now, I would trade that off if we could have made 1-3 against the University of Tennessee the previous week. But with that, one of those two streaks needed to end. And obviously, when you're placed in the conversation, no offense to the University of the South up on Mount Eagle Mountain, but when you're talking about putting your name in conversations with teams that are no longer in the league, we have a problem. And so, needless to say, very, very excited. That was a great win against LSU, obviously one of the best teams in all of the SEC. I thought they played uninspired that night, but a lot of credit goes to Vanderbilt, particularly Saban Lee and Maxwell Evans on that particular night to end the losing streak. And, yes, we were all excited. The alumni group chat that we are all on was really, really happy that night.
Drew Maddux with us on 3HL. Drew, obviously you hit a million of those threes for Vanderbilt. But I'm curious, were there any instances where you guys got close with a goose egg of threes in the second half at any point?
Oh, yeah. The streak was going to end my sophomore year down in Gainesville, Florida. We were playing at the University of Florida, it was one of those nights we literally couldn't make a shot. We were getting ran out of the O'Connell Center, and they were just blistering us. And so when we got to the last television timeout, we were in total panic that we were about to end this streak. So we just made pretty much a pact that we were just going to start jacking it. And, yeah, we weren't going to win the game, but somebody better dang well make a three. And that particular night, I made a 3-point shot. It was a horrible shot that I attempted. It happened to go through the net, and it was less than 30 seconds in that game. We made 1 3-point shot in that game, and I think that game and one other game at the University of Indiana are the only two games that a Vanderbilt team only made 1 3-point shot in a game.
Oh, wow. Wowzers! Meanwhile, after one streak, well, two streaks ended, like you said, one you wanted, one that you didn't. Malcolm Turner steps down as director of athletics. Candace Story Lee becomes the director of athletics. It was pronounced as interim, but there were glowing reports and things that went into the press release and a lot of history mentioned. Just kind of curious where you are right now as an alum, as a letterman, as you look at the landscape of Vanderbilt athletics.
Yeah, it needs to get fixed, Mickey. I mean, just me being very blunt. You know, when you're starting to see those kind of things, when you see the declining attendance in the football, you're seeing the declining attendance in Memorial Gym, you're starting to see the lack of success in the primary two sports. Obviously, baseball and what Coach Corbin's done is phenomenal, and that's fantastic. And we look to have another great year this spring. But just the disarray with David Williams since his exit, obviously the chancellor turnover. So you have a lot of moving parts in all of this, and quite frankly, it's time. It's got to get fixed. They just went through a strategic planning initiative that was presented last week to the Board of Trustees. So I hope we're on the right path. I think Candace is fantastic. I've known Candace a long, long time, going back to my playing days when she was a player at Vanderbilt. So I think we have the right leader in place, somebody that totally understands the comprehensive issues surrounding a student athlete at that unique university. And so I do look forward to her serving the university well, serving the student athlete well, serving the coaches and the staff there well. So hopefully we see better days in store for Vanderbilt.
Let's go big picture college basketball just real quick on our way out. And I want to ask you about San Diego State, obviously coming in zero votes in a preseason poll, Associated Press, coaches, all of that now sitting undefeated. I haven't had a chance to watch any of their games. Are they legit?
They are legit. And they don't get me wrong, Dawn, they do benefit from obviously playing a softer conference schedule. But when you look in their non-conference, they did play some great games. They played some great opponents out of the Big East and the Big Ten. I've had a chance to watch them and catch them on CBS on those obscure numbers on my DirecTV, and they are legit. I'll tell you, one of the interesting storylines for local fans here is the play of Yanni Wetzel, who was a Bryce Drew recruit. Yeah. He's having a great, great year. He's averaging 12 points and 6 rebounds a game and having a major, major impact in what's going on there. They are legit. They are for real. And they will be a number one seed, probably not given in the West. I think if things play out like they should, Baylor or Kansas will get that one in the West. But I do see them on the one line when it comes to Election Sunday.
I want
maybe
so much
Duke
chaos.
And a two seed? Ooh. I've seen some of those.
Get a new question in first. Okay.
Thanks, Drew.
Thank you, man. Excited to have you back for sure. And thanks to Lance Drury Law for making it possible. You can't spell Drury without Drew.
I love that. All right, you guys be blessed. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.